Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Horios Daf Gimel. We left off in Daf Bezon. Bezon only about halfway down the page. We're at My Rabbanan. The last two words on the line are My Rabbanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Eileen Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yom Shir. And once again, we'd like to remind everybody that 1 week from tonight, we will be having our Siyuman Seder Nezikin here in the shul together with all daf. Visit bknw.org in order to register and get more information about that wonderful event. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss the following. We restarted the discussion already yesterday about the machlokas that between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What if you have a yachid that is that does al pi ra'as beis din? So when a yachid does al pi ra'as beis din, is he going to be chayiv or not? So Rabbi Yehuda was reflected in our mission that any time you do al pi ra'as beis din as an individual, you are pater, even though beis din is not bringing a parallel davar shel tzibur because it was only yachid, it wasn't the rov hatzibur, you're pater, but the Rabbanan held that you're chayiv. So we are up to My Rabbanan, where it's going to talk about what is the source of the Rabbanan, where do we find that the Rabbanan hold that you are in fact chayiv a korban chatos when you do al pi ra'as beis din. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, well, we brought one brisa that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, one brisa that reflects the sheet of the Rabbanan, but it never said in either Brisa who the author is. So how do we know that the Brisa that reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is in fact Rabbi Yehuda, and the one that reflects the sheet of the Rabbanan is in fact the Rabbanan? Maybe it's the reverse. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan is Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara is going to attribute the Patur of Miut Kal to Rabbi Meir. Maybe there's an alternative way of it. It's not Rabbi Yehuda who says that when a Yachid does Ba'aras Beis and that he's Pater. Maybe it's Rabbi Meir who says that, and we're going to try to prove it from a Braisa where Rabbi Meir appears to argue with the Rabbanan. But then the Gemara is going to have four alternative explanations of that Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan having nothing to do with whether Miut Kal is going to be Chayiv when they do Al Pi Ra'as Beis Din. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what if we know that there is a major difference between when Rov Kal does the Aveira, that's when you bring a parallel in Davar Shel Tzibur, versus Miut Kal. What if the ratio changes after the Aveira was done, before the Yediyas HaAveira? How does the ratio change? A major plague, and most of the sinners die. So you had Rov Kal, and now you have, it turns out that it's a Miut Kal of who's left, or it changes in the other direction. So do we look at the Shas HaChet, or do we look at the Shas HaYediyah? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether two different piskei halacha can combine to create a rov kal. 30% of the kal sinned with one psak halacha, and then a different psak halacha, another 30% of the kal sinned. Together it's rov kal, but it wasn't the same psak halacha, or maybe it was multiple batei din that combined. So do we combine those things? Then on Amud Beis we're going to talk about whether we require a unanimous vote of the Sanhedrin in order for it to be considered a hara'ah, or is even a majority vote of the Sanhedrin enough for it to be considered a hara'ah of the Sanhedrin? And we're going to have three rayas to that. And then right before the Mishnah, we're going to talk about how all of the dayanim share responsibility for the psak of a beis din. And then the Mishnah itself on Amud Beis is going to have two topics. Number one, that if someone sinned after Beis Din changed their mind, so does that have a status of someone who is chata al pi haras Beis Din? Or do we say, no, Beis Din had already changed their mind, there's no longer haras, so that's just like anybody who doesn't have Eir B'Shogeg, Schayiv Korban Chatos. And then the second topic of the Mishnah is going to be, if the hara'ah to maintain, that a hara'ah by definition has to be something that maintains part of the halacha, even as it denies part of the halacha. It can't just be, though, an erasure of an entire mitzvah in the Torah. That would not be considered a hora'ah. So a lot to do, and we are behind. So but a fair warning, the hard stuff is at the beginning. It gets easier as the daf goes along. So if I lose it in the first few minutes, we can all jump back in at some point. So exactly which point, you know, it gets easier as it goes. So my Rabbanan, so says Gemara, where do we find that there's a sheet of the Rabbanan that if a Yachid of violates Bahora'as Bezdin, that he's going to be Chayiv Chatas. Meaning Bezdin makes an erroneous psak, but Rov Tzibur didn't follow it. 10 people followed it. How do I know? So our Mishnah held those 10 people are Pater, because they were following Ra'as Bezdin, and there's just no carbon. There's no Paralim Davishal Tzibur, because it wasn't Rov, and the individuals are all Pater, because they were doing Alpiyah Ra'as Bezdin. But the Rabbanan hold, those individuals are Chayiv. So where do we find that there's such a sheet of the Rabbanan? Titania, because we have a Braisa. Adayin, and Yomer, the Braisa says, Miyut Kal Shechatu, Chayovin, that if a Miyut Kal does the Avera, and it does, the Braisa doesn't elaborate on what the circumstances are. Was there a Ra'as Bezdin? Was there not a Ra'as Bezdin? The Braisa is very cryptic. It just says that when a minority of the Tzibor does an Avera, they are Chayiv a Karban Chatas for their Avera. She'ein Bezdin Mevi'in Alidein Par, because Bezdin doesn't bring a Par in that case, so the individuals are culpable. Rov Kal Shechatu, but if the majority of the Tzibor does the Avera, you Peturin, Shari Bezdin Mevi'in Alidein Par, then the sinners are Pater, because in such a circumstance, Bezdin does bring a Par. So Tamil Omra, the Pasuk says that that's not true, that when it says by the Parsha of a Chatas, of an individual, it says Me'ama Aretz, which implies Afilu Ruba, that there's a din of bringing your own personal carbon chatas, even when it's the majority of the kal, v'afilu kula, and even if it's the entirety of the kal that did the avera, they each bring their own personal carbon chatas. Well, b'mai, what is this brisa talking about? Was there a hora'a, a mistaken hora'a, or was it not? Was it just a bunch of sinners? So, ilema b'shigas ma'isa bezin shalobara, if you're going to tell me that these are just people who violated an avera b'shogig without any hora'as bezdin, yeah, the tzibor, for some reason, everyone made the mistake of confusing chelev for shuman. And the brisa says, okay, if individuals did that, so then they're chayiv to bring a karban, but Beis Din is obviously going to be pater. And if the majority of the tzibor did that, then they're chayiv and Beis Din brings a par. Well, Beis Din maya v'detai, why would Beis Din, shalom baras Beis Din, why would Beis Din bring a par if we're talking about that Beis Din wasn't involved, they didn't do anything. They didn't even issue any hora. Beis Din b'maisa shalom bara? Would Beis Din ever bring a par if they didn't issue any hora'a? Elas, obviously, the Bryce is talking about behora'a, that it's talking about where Beis Din issued a mistaken hora'a, and a minority of the tzibor that followed that hora'a are going to be chayiv their own karban. So the Bryce is telling us that even if Rova tzibor follows that hora'a, they're chayiv their own karban, even though Beis Din is bringing a par. So it says Gemara, vakiksiv me'am aretz b'shigas ma'isu d'chsiv, but the pasuk of me'am aretz is talking about the parsha of a chatas of a yachid who does shalom baras bezin. So how can you derive from that pasuk me'amar, it's in the brisa, about someone who's following horas bezin? So that doesn't work either. So the brisa can't be talking about where there was no hora of bezin, and it can't be talking about where there is a hora of bezin. Those are the only two options. So what's the brisa talking about? Elalav hachikamer, it must be that the brisa is saying the following, that miut kal shechatu b'shigas maisa, that if individuals, a minority of the tzibor, does a regular aver b'shogeg, no hora of bezin whatsoever, they just stop doing aver b'shogeg chayavin. So obviously they're chayav karban chatas in such a case. That's just a regular case. A guy does an aver b'shogeg, he brings a karban chatas. Shein bezin mevin al yidein par b'hora. Because even if there would have been a hora as bezin in such a case, the bezin wouldn't bring a par because it's only a minority of the tzibor. So from the brisa you see that hahein chayavin, that the miyut tzibor that does al pi aras based in is taka chayev a carbon chatas, and that's why it was so pashut to the brisa that when a miyut tzibor does without aras based in a chayev a carbon, meaning the brisa just took that for granted that if an individual does an avera b'shogeg having nothing to do with the based in, then he's chayev a carbon. Why does it take that for granted? Because the brisa must have understood that if a miyut tzibor does the avera b'shogeg with aras based in the chayev a carbon, so therefore kal v'chomer when they do it without aras based in, they're chayiv their own personal carbon. So yachal rov tzibur shasu b'shigas maisa. I might have thought that I would have said that rov of the tzibur that does an aver b'shogeg without any hora at all, that you peturin, that they should be potter. After all, share bezin mevin alein parbara. Because had that same thing been done al pia hora as bezin would be bringing a par. Tamalom me'amar tzafilu rubo. That's what me'amar tells me, that even if 70% of the tzibor violated an avera without a hora as bezdin, every individual who did that Aveira is going to have to bring their own personal carbon chata. So says Gemara, Amrav Papa Mimai, how do you see from this brisa that a yachid who's tola bebezdin is chayiv? Again, that's the point that we're trying to draw out from this brisa, that the Rabbanan hold that if an individual does an Aveira because he thinks bezdin paskind that it's mutter to do that Aveira, that that individual is chayiv a carbon chatas. How do you know the brisa is assuming that? Dilma lohein velo bezdin. Maybe the brisa is telling us that even when miut tzibur follows aras bezdin and does the Aveira, nobody's chayiv. The tzibur's not chayiv and bezdin's not chayiv. Meaning the yachid that's tola bebezdin is pater, and the brisa still has a havamina to pater rov tzibur because bezdin is bringing the par bahora'a ihachi. So the Gemara says if that's true, my iria de kumhadar al ruba l'chiyuva. Why does the brisa darshan me'am ha'aretz to be mechayev rov tzibur without a haras bezdin, and it's more pasha to the brisa that a miut tzibur without a haras bezdin is chayev. Meaning the brisa took for granted that if a few individuals do an avera having nothing to do with haras bezdin, that they're chayev chatas. And then the brisa started looking, and what if rov tzibur does an avera without haras bezdin? Are they also chayev chatas? And now it has to bring me'am ha'aretz. Why is it so much more pasha that individuals are chayev chatas? Isn't it because the brisa understands that miut tzibur that follows haras bezdin is chayev a carbon yachid, and therefore it's more pasha to the brisa that a miut tzibur that's not following haras bezdin is going to be chayev carbon yachid? Meaning we're much more likely to be mechayev a carbon chatas for a miut tzibur than we are for a rov tzibur. And the fact that we needed a special riboy to tell me that when rov tzibur is not following Aras Beis and just stam doing the Aveira, that they too are chayev carbon chatas. So because if the makshan in the brisa would have assumed that a miut tzibur that's following Aras Beis in his potter, when he had the bereish al miut of the mechayev b'shigas meisa, al b'sof ne'adal rubel l'chiv b'shigas meisa. The brisa skipped a step. Shouldn't the brisa have first determined that when the miut tzibur is not following Aras Bezin, that they're chayev a karban, and then tell me that when Rov Tzibur is not following Aras Bezin, they're chayev a karban. Elav midloma hadar al miyut mechayev b'shigas meisa b'sof madal rubel l'chiyuv b'shigas meisa. From the fact that the brisa didn't go in those steps, it didn't first try to ascertain that a miyut tzibur that is just doing an avera without a haras bezin is chayev a karban, and only then to tell me that a Rov Tzibur that's doing the avera without a haras bezin is going to be chayev a karban. So from the fact that it didn't go in those steps and didn't darshan that way, it didn't first tell me to be mechayev a miut tzibur b'shigas meisa, and only then a rov tzibur shashma mina. You see from this brisa, miut bahura chayev hein kisva usiira v'shalo bahura b'shigas meisa chayavin, that a miut that follows the horas based in is chayev chatas yachid, and that's why it's so obvious to the brisa that if the miut tzibur doesn't have without a hora'a, that they're also going to be chayiv a carbon yachid, because it was even if they did with a hora'a, they're chayiv a carbon yachid. So that is why this brisa is muchach, like the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold that when a minority of the tzibur does an aveira following a hora'as bezdin, they're still going to be chayiv an individual carbon chatas. So says Gemara Michti, Tzarvayu stami tinan. Both of these brises that we quoted were stam brises. So how do I know the first price that we quoted yesterday is a reflection of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and the second one is a reflection of Shitas the Rabbanan? There were no names attached to either brisa. Maybe it's the opposite. So it says, no, it has to be that the brisa that says, like our Mishnah, that when a miut tzibur follows a ras bezdin, that everybody's putter, the bezdin is obviously putter because it was only a miut tzibur, and the individuals are putter because they were following a ras bezdin, that has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Because man shamat le tedarsh miutu ki agavna, who's the Tana that we find darshaning miutim in such a way? Rabbi Yehuda hi. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Torah Sa'ola, that the Pasuk says, Zos Torah Sa'ola, it says, he Ha'ola Al-Mokta. So Zos is a miut, he is a miut, Ha'ola is a miut, Hare Elu Shlosha Miutan, miutin. So Rabbi Yehuda is one that darshan's psukim in this way. So the Brisa that patters the Yachid, who follows Ras Bezdin, must be the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because it also had three miutin. What are these three miutin coming to? to accomplish with the pasuk Zos Torah Sola Hi Ha'Ola Al Mokta. So it's a good sugya nida daf mem that it tells me that if an ola shechted belayla, you're pater, and an ola that is pasul rather, and an ola that's nishpach dam, that the blood all spills on the ground, or an ola that yatsa adam chutz l'klayim, goes out of the Azara. In all those cases, the Ola's Pasul. Those are all darshan from three miyutim. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that darshan's three miyutim, which reflects the first brisa. V'ibayasema, or you could say differently, that Adayin on Yomer, the brisa that says Adayin on Yomer, lo motzas mukmut la k'Rabbi Yehuda, the second brisa, the brisa that we first quoted today, cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, to katani rov kal shechatu bezim levin al yidein par, because it says if rov kal does the Aveira, Bezdin brings a par. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tzibur Hu D'Maisi. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not the Bezdin that brings the par, it's the Tzibur that brings the par. Bezdin lo. Meaning everyone agrees that when Rov Kal does the Avera based on the Psak of Bezdin, there is a par Helm Davishal Tzibur. Who is the one that brings the par Helm Davishal Tzibur? So that happens to be in Machlokas. Is it the Bezdin that's responsible for that par? Or is it the Tzibur that's responsible for that par? So in this Brisa it said Bezdin, but Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the tzibur. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shiva Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Shiva Parim. And the right that is Rabbi Yehuda holds that if seven tribes have the majority of their tribe do the Avera, they bring seven Parim because there are seven tzibur's. So the Brisa that says Adayin and Yomer that holds that Beis Din is one that brings the par is certainly not like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the first Brisa is like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda because that's mentioned in the Sifra, and the Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosa Rush points out. Good. So now says Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel has a different statement. Meaning, initially we said, "Oh, our Mishnah, which tells us that a yachid that's following our Ras based in his putter, must be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda." Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, "No, Zot of Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Yehuda." Aval Chachamim Yachid Shasav Aras based in Chayiv, and the Chachamim, he says the same way we said before. The Chachamim hold that a yachid that follows our Ras based in his Chayiv a carbon chatas. Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanan, where do you see that there's a machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan about this issue? About a yachid that follows a Ra'as Beis Din, whether he's chayiv an individual korban or not. Titania, it's the following brisa, and then we're going to try to say that this brisa which quotes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, that they're arguing about this issue, about a yachid following a Ra'as Beis Din, then the Gemara is going to reject it by saying, no, there are three other possibilities of what Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are actually arguing about in this brisa. What does the brisa say? Horu va'asu, if Beis Din issued a hara and they violated the Avera, Rameir Potter v'cham m'chayvin. Rameir says they're Potter and the Cham say they're chayv. My asu, what do you mean they violated the Avera? Who violated the Avera? Ilema Beis Din. If we're talking about that, the Beis Din themselves violated the Avera, my time to Rabban the m'chayvi. No one holds that you're chayv par helim davar when it's not the Tzibur that did the Avera, that it's the Beis Din that did the Avera. V'atanya. Yachal or Beis Din v'asu Beis Din. Yachal yu chayavin. I might have thought that when Beis Din does the Avera, that Beis Din is chayv tamal omer hakal v'asu. That's why the pasuk says v'nelam davar me'inei hakal v'asu achaz mikol mitzvah Hashem. But we juxtapose the fact that the hakal v'asu are right next to each other in the pasuk. We say that it's only when the kal did the Avera that you bring a parallel davar shel tzibur. Maisa toli bekal. The maisa Avera has to be done by the kal in order to have a parallel davar shel tzibur. V'horah tzliya be'Beis Din. It's Beis Din that's involved in the horah. Ella, so what is it talking about? Haru Beis Din vasu Rov Kal. That if Beis Din did the Psak and Rov Kal did the Avera. But if that's what it's talking about, my time is Rav Meir de Poter. Then why on earth would Rav Meir say there's no parallel davar shel tzibur? That's exactly the formula for parallel davar shel tzibur. So what must the Brisa be talking about? Elav Horu Beis Din. Beis Din gave the Psak vasu Miut Kal. And a minority of the people did the Avera. Now, do those people bring a carbon chatas? Ah, Bahaka Miflegi. Mar Savi Yachad Shasubar Ras Beis Din Potter. Rabbi Meir says that an individual who's following a Ras Beis Din is going to be Potter. Umar Savi Yachad Shasubar Ras Beis Din Chayv. And the Chacham say they're going to be Chayv. So you see, it's a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, not Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So our Mishnah is actually a reflection of Rabbi Meir, not a reflection of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So says Gemara, no, there are three other ways to understand that brisa. Amar Rav Papa says, Du kuli alma, everyone in that brisa would hold Yachid Shasa Baraz Bezdin Pater, that an individual following the Haraz Bezdin is going to be Pater. Ela Bezdin Mashlam L'Rav Tzibur Kamiflagi. They're arguing whether Bezdin can change the ratios to the point that Bezdin counts to make the Rav Tzibur to make it that the Rov Tzibur has sinned, that if you're mitzarif the Bezdin to the miut of the Tzibur, it now puts it over the 50% mark. So Mar Savar, the Chacham hold Bezdin Mashem L'Rov Tzibur, that when you account for Bezdin themselves, now you have Rov Tzibur, and therefore you're going to bring a par. Umar Savar ain't Bezdin Mashem L'Rov Tzibur, and Rav Meir holds that Bezdin is not Mashem to the Rov Tzibur, and therefore only the Miut Tzibur sinned, and you don't bring a par. There's not going to be a Chiv of a par, but the individuals are for sure going to be Pater, because they were following Haraz Bezdin. V'Bay Sema, another alternative way of understanding the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanon over there, is that Hor Bezdin Vasu Rubo Shal, that the case is that Bezdin gave a psak and Rove of the Kal did the Avera. Oh, we said that's obvious. Then for sure you're Chayav Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur. That's exactly the case of a Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur. Uman Chachamim. Now, who are the Chachamim that are Mechayev the Tzibur to bring, that are Mechayev the individuals to bring, even in such a case? Rabbi Shimon, he, Da Amar Tzibur Maisi, Vi Bezdin Maisi. It's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds just because you're Chayav Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, it doesn't mean that the individuals are off the hook. Every other Tana holds it does, that once there's a par on Davar Shel Tzibur, the individuals don't have to bring anything, but Rabbi Shimon holds the individuals still have to bring. So maybe that's a reflection of the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we're going to have on Daf Hey. V'i b'yisema, a third alternative of what's going on in that brisa, Shevet Shasa Baras Beis Dino, that the case is one Shevet that's following the Psak of its own Beis Din, and not the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So Man Chacham, who are the Chacham that are Mechayev? Rabbi Yehuda, he, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda says Shevet Shasa Baras Beis Dino, that if a Shevet follows the Psak of its own Beis Din, also a Shevet Chayev, that Shevet is going to be Chayev to bring a par. And Rav Meir disagrees and says that no, only the Sanhedrin HaGadol's Psak is going to lead to a par on Davar Shel Tzibur. An individual Shevet's Psak does not lead to a par on Davar Shel Tzibur. I said three alternative explanations, there are four. V'ibay Sema, fourth alternative explanation of what's going on in this Brisa. What are they arguing about? What are Rav Meir and the Chacham arguing about? Kigon Shechatu Shisha Vehin Rubo Shalkal. Let's say six Shvatim violate, but those six Shvatim make up the majority of the Kal. Oshiva, or maybe seven Shvatim have the majority of each of those seven Shvatim violate the Avera, but Af Bishen Rubo Shalkal. But the majority of those of each of those seven Shvatim does not equal the majority of the entire Tzibur. Umas Nisin Mani, and who is our Mishnah assuming like? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Chachamim are Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Rav Meir, Chatu Shisha Vein Rubo Shel Kal, Shiva Afal Pishen Rubo Shel Kal, Chayavin, that if you have either Rov of the Kal or Rov of the Shvatim, you're going to be Chayav Apar. And Tanakama, in the name of Rav Meir, Paters from Apar in such a case, so you cannot prove from that Brisa that there is anybody that holds that a Yachid that's following Oraz Bezdin is going to be Chayav his own individual Karban. The Brisa is simply not talking about that. We have four other explanations what the Brisa is talking about, but it's not talking about that. It's not talking about an individual who's following the Psak of a Beis Din being Chayiv a Korban. So now that we said in order to be Chayiv a Par, you need Rov Kal to do LP Beis Din, who is Kal? Who counts toward the Kahal in order to make up Rov Kal? So you sort of stick it in. Amar Avasi Ubahura'a, when Beis Din passes Halacha and people follow that Halacha, and we want to know whether the Chotim are Rov Kal or not, meaning do we have a situation of Parlam Dovr Shel Tzibur, Halech Acha Rov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Rov Kal is only determined by those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, because the pasuk describes after Shlomo Melch built the Beis Hamikdash and Sefer Melachim, Vayash Shlomo Beis Ahi Asachag V'Kol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol Milvo Chamas Anachal Mitzrayim V'Nei Hashem Elkeinu Shivas Yom Shivas Yom Arba Asar Yom. That is a Kahal Gadol, and it's 14 days of celebration. So we darshan Michti Ksiv V'Kol Yisrael Imo. It says Kol Yisrael Imo. Kahal Gadol Levoch Mas Nachum Mitzrayim Lameli. What is it adding when it says Kahal Gadol from Levoch Mas until Nachum Mitzrayim? Shema Mina Han Yudik Rikal. That only the people in that geographical area that are described from Levoch Mas and Nachum Mitzrayim, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, are called the Kahal. Aval Hanach. But those who live outside of that area, Lo Ikrikal, are simply not considered to be a part of the Kal, even though the people who were Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz maybe didn't sin, the Beis Din still going to bring a power because Rove of the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael sinned, and that's how we define a Kal. Tosfos points out there's a Pasuk in Navi. Normally we don't learn Dinim Daraisa from Pasuk in Navi. This is about who's Chayv Aparel and Davar, when we're Chayv Aparel and Davar Shel Tzibur, which is Din Daraisa. So he says, no, it's just a Gili Milsa. It's understood that that Kal means Kal of Eretz Yisrael. Question is, does this have other applications that only the members of Eretz, only Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael are considered Kal, Yoshvei Chutz La'aretz are not considered Kal. Meaning here you have a Din D'Oraisa based on that principle. So it may have other applications in Halacha as well, right? I mean, let's say there's a decision that has to be made by Kahal Yisrael to go to war, not to go to war, and you don't have a Sanhedrin HaGadol to make that decision. So when you have a Sanhedrin HaGadol, so great, you go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, you have an Urim V'Tumim, go to the, right? But what if you don't have that, and you have to make a decision to go to war, so you have to go with Rov Kahal, but Kahal only counts about Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. So Jews and Chutzlaretz that have an opinion, fight, it's irrelevant, the opinion doesn't matter, they're not part of the Kahal. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Pshita, Merubin V'Nismatu, what if the numbers change, that there was a Rov of the Kahal that did the Aveira, but then there was a massive plague that wiped them out, and now you have, of the people that have survived, it's only a miut of the Kahal that has done the Avera at the time that they realized that it was an Avera. Meaning Rova the Kahal ate Chalev thinking that it was really kosher because Beis Din Paskened it was kosher, and then a whole bunch of people died, and now they realize that it wasn't kosher, that it was Chalev, but now when they tally up the survivors, there's only a miut that have of the survivors that violated the Avera. So Hainu Pluk to Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, that is the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. This is referring to a machlokes of Shimon Rabban that we're going to have on Daf Yud about a Kohen Mashiach or a Melech that does an Avera before they become the Kohen Gadol, before they become the Melech, and then they become appointed to that position. That the Chum hold their Chayav a regular Kamer Chatos like a regular citizen, because at the time they did the Avera, they were a regular citizen, they were a regular person. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, if they have a Yediyah Sachet before they're appointed, then they're Chayav a regular Kamer like a regular citizen. Even though when they actually bring the korban, they're already a king or a kohen gadol. But if the yediyas hachet is after, even though the maisa hachet was when they were a regular person, but the yediyas hachet is after they're appointed to their position of melech or kohen gadol, then they bring the special korban of a melech or a kohen gadol, not the korban of an individual. So you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, we follow the time of yediyas hachet. According to the Chum, we follow the time of asiyas hachet, of when they did the avera. So same thing over here. At the time that they did the Avera, it was Rov Kal. When they had a Yediyah Sachet, it was Miut Kal. So the same Machlokas, that the Chum are going to follow the Shah Sachet, and there's going to be a parallel Dover Shel Tzibur, and Rabbi Shimon is going to follow the Yediyah Sachet, the Shah Yediyah Sachet, and there won't be a parallel Dover Shel Tzibur. Everyone's going to be Potter. Muatim Dinesrabu Mai. What if the numbers change in the other direction, though? It was Miut Kal that did the Avera, and then the numbers changed, and it became a Rov Kal. So Mi Pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon Dosel Basa Yudiyah Mechayv Rabbanan Dosel Basa Chata Patri. Oh, look, do we still assume that that it tracks the same way? That we follow Yediyah Sachet or Asiyah Sachet? So my, so what's the din? So it says more of a Tizbra. You think the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Lacham applies in such a case? Eimer Desham Le Rabbi Shimon Dosel Af Basa Yudiyah. All we know that Rabbi Shimon holds is that we even follow the Yediyah Sachet. Meaning, Heich Davi Yediyah V'Chata B'Chiyuv, in a case where both the Yediyah and the Chet were in situations of Chiyuv, like an individual, let's say, who's not a Kohen, who's not a Melech, does an Avera, and he finds out about that Avera prior to becoming a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol or a Melech. So that's in such a case, he's for sure going to be chayiv. He's for sure going to be chayiv a carbon as a regular citizen. But in a case where Yediyah Delo Chata'a, where at the time of the Yediyah, it was not the same as the time of the Chet. Meaning he, like over here, where the Chet was with Miat Zibor, where there was no Chiyuv. And then the Yediyah is with Rov Zibor, where there would be a Chiyuv. Mishamatle, do you know that in such a case, Rabbi Shimon is also going to be Mechayiv? And he just ignores the Shas HaChet? Dim Kain, if that were the case, Rabbi Shimon follows the Yediyah, even if at the Shas HaChet there was a Ptur, Laisi Kiyashta, then he should bring a carbon as a Nasi or as a Mashiach, as a Kohen Mashiach, like he's Chayiv right now, because we're not interested in the Shas HaChet. That's not true, because we know Rabbi Shimon Pater's a Hedyot that does an Avera and is then appointed to become a Melech. Ella, Rabbi Shimon Chata V'Yediyah Ba'i. No, Rabbi Shimon requires both the Chet and the Yediyah Sachet to be Bizman HaChiyuv, and only then are you going to be Chayiv. So in a case where it was a Mu'at of the Tzibor that sinned, and then it was Nisrab, and now it became the Rov Tzibor, they're Pater, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even if they know, even if the Yediyah comes after Shenis Rabu, after they've become the Rov Tzibor, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't follow one or the other. Rabbi Shimon says you need both. You need Yediyah Sachet. Meaning we thought Rabbi Shimon purely follows Yediyah Sachet. Not true. Rabbi Shimon holds in order to be Chayiv, you need the Shah Sachet and the Yediyah Sachet to be Bechiyuv. If you're missing either one, you're going to be Pater. So Yibayilu says the Gemara, what if you have a combination of different Horaos? Horu Bezin Chelev Mutter Vasu Miyatakal. Bezin Paskins that a particular type of Chelev is Mutter, and 30% of the Kal violates the Avera Bezin then. V'chazru Bezin Behen, and then Bezin changes their mind, and they realize they made a mistake, and they say, okay, the chelev is aser, v'haru v'asu miyatacher. And then they gave another psak that this chelev is mutter, and another 30% of the tzibur violated the avera. So mahu, kiven d'shtei yediyos ninu lo mitzarif, do we say, well, it's two separate yediyos hachet, one from the first psak and one from the second psak, so the 30% are not going to mitzarif with the other 30%, so you don't have a rov kal, odilmo kiven d'yidi chelevu, or maybe since both psakim were about chelev mitzarif, so it's mitzarif to one another. Vimtim tzalam kivin di chelevu. And if you're going to tell me, since they're both about chelev mitzarif, what if miut bechelev shal gabe akeva or miut bechelev shal gabe dakin mahu? What if Bezin issues a psak about two different types of chelev, and 30% eat one type of chelev, and 30% eat another type of chelev? So chavade kivin to betray kriyakasi lo mitzarif. Do we say that since these come from two different types of chelev that are from two different psukim, they're not mitzarif? Odilmo kivin di chelevu mitzarif, or maybe since it's all the same avera, it's all achilas chelev, it's mitzarif. Vimtim zulomer shem chelevu who mitzarif. And if you can say, well, it's all chelev, so it's mitzarif. Miyut bechelev miyut bedam mahu. What if 30% does the avera of achilas chelev and 30% the avera of achilas dam? Hachavadi detray surin inhu kiven the eni surin shavalom mitzarif. Since it's two separate averas, they cannot possibly be mitzarif. Odilma kiven the carbon shavu mitzarif. Or maybe because it's the same carbon that one would be chayiv, they are mitzarif. Vimtim what if some people did the aver of chelev based on a ras basin, and some people did an aver of an avod zara based on a ras basin? Hachavada ein yisurin shava vein karban shava. It's a different avera and a different karban because you don't bring the same karban chatos for violating avod zara that you do for eating chelev. Or maybe since each one had it been done b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares for. So mitzarif, maybe they are mitzarif teku. So the Gemara leaves all of those shaylas unresolved. So Yibayilu, horu bezin shchelev mutter va'asu miyut hakal. What if bezin paskins chelev is mutter and a minority of the kal follows that? Umeis also bezin, and the bezin that issued that psak dies. Vamid bezin acher v'chazu v'haru va'asu miyut acher. And then another bezin gets out, it replaces them, makes the same mistake, the same ora'a, and now another minority of the tzibur does it, but you put the two minorities together and you have a majority. Alibad man yamar bezin ma'isi, according to the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that the of Paran Davar Shal Tzibur is a din in the Beis Din Lo Tibayilach Da'alesnu. Then obviously no one's going to be Chayiv Paran Davar Shal Tzibur because neither Beis Din had Rov of the Tzibur follow their Psak. Elokit Tibayilach Alib Demad Yomer Tzibur Maisi. The Shaila is according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that the Tzibur is the one that's Chayiv the Paran. So my Tzibur Hakai, do we assume the Tzibur is still there? O Dilma Yediya Da'hu Beis Din Da'haru Be'inan. Or maybe even though the Tzibur is still around, you need that the first Beis Din that issued the hurrah and realizes that they made the mistake and backs out on the mistake, and they didn't. They just died. So take the Gemara, leave that unresolved. Rabbi Yonasan, Meya Shiyashu Laharos. If 100 Dayanim sit on the Beis Din Gadol, how that could happen is a separate question. Normally it's 71 judges, but 100 Dayanim sit on the Beis Din Gadol, and they issue Psak Halacha in Chayavinat Shiyaru Kulan. It's only a hurrah if it's a unanimous vote. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. That all of Adas Yisrael, the entire Sanhedrin, all the Dayanim sitting there, have to have made the mistake. In general, we always assume Ruba Kulo. Why does the Torah go out of its way to say Kol Hol to tell me that even if it's 100, you need all 100? Says Gemara, we have three rayas that that's not true. Tanan, our Mishnah said Horu Bezin. If Bezin gave a psak halacha and one of the Dayanim knew that it was a mistake, oh Talmud v'roi la'ro, one of the Talmidim knew it was a mistake. V'alch v'as al piyam, and he followed their psak anyway. Bein shasu v'as iman, bein shasu v'as achrein, bein shalo asu v'asa. Regardless of which of the three ways that the avera was done, hareza chayiv. He's chayiv his own personal korban. Mireshal tol b'Bezin, because he was not following Bezin. He knew that Bezin was wrong. Who dechayev ha'acher pater? But the implication is that any other Jewish person who was not a member of the Beis Din would be pater in such a case because he was following Oras Beis Din. V'mayel u'nigmaro ra. But you just said if it's not a unanimous vote, then it's not considered Oras Beis Din. And over here, it's not a unanimous vote. There was one guy that knew that they were mistaken. So doesn't that show that you don't need a unanimous vote? Says Marna. Maybe when Beis Din was paskening, he was nodding his head, even though he knew that they were wrong. So it is considered a hora of the entire Beis Din, because he was nodding to what they were saying as if he was maskim to them, even though he knew that they were wrong. Tashma, another raya. One of them knew they were mistaken and said, "You guys are mistaken." They're part of Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur because it's not a real hara'ah. Taima to Omerlan Toanatem to Peturim. Ha Shasik Mishtak Chayavin. Sounds like if he was silent, even though he disagreed, they'd be Chayav Paralim Davar Vegomer La Hara'ah. And that's considered a real hara'ah. Vamai Valoru Kulan. But I thought you said you need a unanimous vote. He obviously is not part of the unanimous vote if he disagreed. No, the case is he silently disagreed, but he shook his head as if he agreed, and therefore it is a unanimous vote. Third raya, we rely on these two great Tanaim who said that we only make zeros that Rov of the Tzibur could follow. What's the pasuk that teaches us this? You make a gezerah on the entire nation, and you don't violate. You yourself don't follow it, so you're stealing from me, and you're nana from that which you asser on yourself. So it says hagai kulo, even though and nevertheless the chum learned that in goes in gzera al tzibur alam kain rov tzibur. So apparently when it says kulo, it means rubo. So tiyufta Rabbi Yonasan tiyufta, meaning what was Rabbi Yonasan's whole limud? It was that you need a unanimous vote because it says kol. So over here also it says kol, and yet we clearly understand it to mean rove and not kol. So elamai kol adas the kamar rachmana. So what is the kol adas teaching me? Hachi kamar iiku kulam havi ora. If all 71 members of the Sanhedrin are present, it's considered ora. But the lo havi ora. If they're not all present, it's not called ora. But you don't need a unanimous vote of the 71 judges. Amar Rabbi Yoshua asarish Yosef b'din kol itali b'tzavar kulan. When you have 10 10 judges that issue a psak, they all share responsibility for that psak. They can't pawn it off on the other guy. Well, he convinced me. Well, they all share responsibility. Pshita, hakamashman dafilu talmud b'fein rabo. And the chiddush is that even a talmud is sitting in front of his rebbe also shares responsibility for that psak if he was part of it. And he can't say, oh, I was just deferring to my rebbe. My rebbe signed the letter, so I just signed underneath. You put your name to it, so you're also responsible. Rav Huna ki have enough of bedina. When Rav Huna would issue psak din, maisi asara tonight to be rav lekamei. He would bring 10 other rabbis with him, kiyechi dinamti and shiva mikshura, so that the responsibility would be shared among them, so that he wouldn't have the heavy weight on his own shoulders. Rav Ashi ki have a maisi treifas lekamei. When Rav Ashi had a treifa, maisi asara tapchi mimasa mechasi omosif kamei. He would have 10 butchers to paskin on it together with him. Amar kiyechi dinamti and shiva mikshura. The same svara, let it be shared responsibility. New Mishnah. Haru bezin v'yadu shato. Bezin issued a psak and they knew they made a mistake. V'chazru behem, and they therefore changed their mind. Bein shiviu kaparasan, bein shlo viu kaparasan. Whether they brought their kapar or not, v'alach v'as al pian, and a yachid went and followed them. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says the guy is going to be poter from a carbon chatas because he was told be based in. Rabbi Lezer Omer safek if this yachid, it's a safek whether he's chayv v'chatas or not. Ezu safek. What do you mean a safek? Yashav lo b'toch beis. So if he was sitting at home and he didn't hear that Beis Din changed their mind, chayiv. He's chayiv still for bringing his, for his own personal asham talui. Haluch lo medina siyam. But if the guy was out of town and he didn't hear Beis Din change his mind, potter, because then he was just following the Beis Din. Amar Rabbi Kiva moda nibazesh who karav lo p'tur min achova. Sounds a lot more closer to p'tur than chova that he didn't hear about the psak of the Beis Din, so that they changed their mind. Amar lo ben azay maishna zemin ayoshev beis. So why should it be any different than a guy who didn't hear they changed their mind because he was sitting at home? Because a guy sitting at home at least could have heard about it if he wanted to. This guy couldn't have heard about it. Horu based in Lakhar's Kalaguf, Amru ain Nida Batora, ain't Shabbos Batora, ain't Avod Schavim Batora, Harel Paturin. It's not a hurrah if they deny an entire mitzvah of the Torah. But Horu Levatal Mitzvah Salakayim Mitzvah. But if they take part of a mitzvah away, Harel Chayav, and that's Torah. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Amru Yesh Nida Batora, Avalabal Shomer Yom Kenaged Yom is going to be Pater. Yesh Shabbos Batora, Avalamotzi Mirishas Yachal Rishas Ram Pater. But Hod Sa'a, your Pater. Yesh Avil Schavim Batora, there's such a thing as Avod Zara, Aval Mishtach Ve Pater. But being Mishtach Ve, you're going to be Pater. Hare Elu Chayavin. That's a Hura'a that you Chayav Aparalam Dover Shal Sibu for. Shnerma V'ne'alam Dover, Dover V'lo Kalaguf. It's only a Dover, a matter of a mitzvah, but not the entire Guf HaMitzvah. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis. Everyone have a great day.